In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Richard Schmidt coming to you from our studios at Brookside Baptist Church. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. Well, once again, I'm very excited because we have Steve Herzig with us this morning. He's the North American Ministries Director for the Friends of Israel. And Steve, it's been great to have you on a couple of our broadcasts, and welcome back.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, Rich.
All right. We've got a few more things that we'd like to cover about the Friends of Israel and what the ministry does. What I would like to get into this morning is there's so many churches around Wisconsin, and of course, around the world, and specifically in North American ministries, and a lot of them are some know a little bit about Friends of Israel, some don't. And there's many pastors, I believe, that are listening to our broadcast or people that can literally talk to their pastors about what Friends of Israel does. And maybe we can talk a little bit this morning then about what can Friends of Israel do for the local church. I know there's ministry representatives because I happen to be one for Friends of Israel, and I love going to local churches and preaching and teaching and so forth. Many of our churches, I don't think, even realize this exists. So you can fill us in a little bit about what is available for local churches.
Well, thanks for the question, Richard. I can tell you that as you and I read the Bible, they will not find a parachurch group mentioned, or even the concept of a parachurch group, which is what Friends of Israel is. What is contained in the Scripture in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2 is the birth of the church. And we at Friends of Israel believe very strongly in the local church. All our representatives participate in a local church. We submit ourselves to the pastor, teacher, elder, or whatever the church government might be at that church, because we believe that's God's instrument. Now, over the course of time, within the church, individuals from that church have had different callings that the local churches have supported through the years. Friends of Israel is one of them, and in 1938, several pastors helped begin the organization called the Friends of Israel with the idea of focusing on one people group. The church is called to reach anybody in its sphere of influence, in its neighborhood, wherever they go. We're a parachurch group, and there's others like us, and our focus is really, as our mission statement says, teaching biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah as we foster solidarity with the Jewish people. So Friends of Israel was established to be able to communicate that truth. And so we see ourselves as an arm of the church and want to come as servants. So when a representative such as you or myself comes to the church, first of all, we don't come with a particular fee. I'm often asked by pastors, oh, so tell me what you charge before you come. Pastor, we don't charge anything. If you're asking us to come, please note that it's X number of miles where I live to where you live. And if you know that, then if you'll take an offering to cover those expenses, that'd be great. But we go with the purpose of teaching, communicating biblical truth, and having access to a congregation that may or may not be very interested or knows that much about the Jewish people. And so we bring our literature. We have a magazine called Israel My Glory that we offer free. And I hope at the end of this broadcast, Richard, you'll tell them about how they can get it by simply signing up online or calling it in even to our home office. We'll send it free for a year. And the local church is so important. So you and I go to a church, we preach the word. We want to compliment the pastor in any way that we can. We see ourselves as a servant to the pastor and to promote that church because they're promoting the love and understanding to Jewish people. So that's the way we see ourselves. We come, we preach, we teach, we schmooze. That's a Yiddish word for shaking hands and eating and talking with the congregation. And hopefully make some friends and establish some relationships. I know that through the years, as I've spoken in churches, Bible studies are established. People get connected with the Friends of Israel and have opportunity on their own, whether it's going to Israel, whether it's participating in one of our conferences, or coming to our prophecy up close. We have all kinds of different things that people all of a sudden they get connected And the way they get connected is oftentimes through our visit to a local church. I know you've had experience in doing that, and I've had many experiences in doing it, and it's something you and I both love to do.
You're absolutely right. There's nothing that excites me more, and I seriously mean that, than being able to go to a local church and share the Word of God with them, go into the prophetic scriptures, talk about things that are happening and will happen in Israel and so forth. The people just really light up because everybody wants to know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, we pick up a newspaper, we look on our cell phones, and we want to see what we think might happen tomorrow, or what the stock market's going to do, or what the government's going to do. And yet God so very specifically tells us in the Word of God so many things that are going to take place. Well, how about this? You know, some churches are, maybe they've only got, it's maybe small churches, and there are a lot of small churches in the country. There's a lot, there's several mega churches, but the majority of churches probably are 100 people or less. Is that a problem for a ministry representative to go to?
Richard, not at all. Through my history with Friends of Israel, which totals now four decades, I've had the privilege of speaking in larger churches, but primarily I speak in small churches, and I find that the people there are just as important as people in a mega church. And in fact, the idea of meeting in a smaller group is very positive to me. I get to shake hands personally. I'll go out to eat after a message or a meeting and spend time with people. We have no problem going to smaller churches. We'll go anywhere where the Lord leads for an opportunity to communicate the message that we have.
Okay. So in Wisconsin, which is the majority of our listening audience, I just want to throw this out there. As a representative of Friends of Israel, I am more than willing to come to any church that invites me. I'll go anywhere in the country or, quite frankly, internationally that invites me. But whether you're a church of 10 people, 20 people, or 2,000, doesn't matter. We come, we just want to help the pastor, help his congregation, teach them, love them, and just have a great time sharing the Word of God with them. There's another thing that I think some of the churches that I go to, Steve, are really starting to understand, and I've seen some really good evangelistic work that comes out of having the Friends of Israel in. In other words, there's a lot of unsaved people, specifically those that don't know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that truly do want to know about what's going to happen in the future. And many of the churches now that I'm starting to go to are using this as not just a tool to help teach their people different things from Scripture, but they're inviting unsaved friends to come to hear the Word of God, and then we give a very clear gospel message at the end for those that are interested. So this is something that I think many of the pastors can certainly latch on to.
Richard, I'll tell you this. When I go to a church, I ask the pastor, how does he want me to end the meeting? And that's a really important thing, and that's not my decision. I always regard it as the local church's decision. There are some churches who have as a tradition or a custom of their church where they have a close where they invite people to come forward, something that some, if not all of our listeners might be familiar with. And if that's the case, I have no problem, and I could either do it myself or have the pastor do it. There's some who say, no, we don't really want to do something like that. We just say, as we close in prayer, if you have any questions or you're concerned about something, approach the pastor or the guest speaker. Either way, we believe that, yes, if people bring their friends who don't know the Lord Jesus, we want them to hear that message. We don't want to super pressure them. We don't want to lay hold of them and put a Bible up against their neck. We want to love them. We want to encourage them that they were willing to come into the doors of a church and hear the message, and pray that the Spirit of God, that the friend that brought them, or even if they came on their own, that they would open up God's Word. We believe that the Word is living. I know you do, Rich. We believe it's living. It's sharper than any double-edged sword, and it could do what we can't do, penetrate the heart, the very soul of a person. And if they're yielding to Him, they could bring forth fruit, and we'd love to see that happen.
So for our local radio broadcast audience, let me encourage you to do this. If you're a pastor, or if you attend a particular church and your pastor may not be familiar with Friends of Israel, might I suggest you do this. You can call us here at the Word for Life. We can certainly get you connected with the organization. if you're interested, because I am local and it's pretty easy for me to get to any place in Wisconsin, you can feel free to call Brookside Baptist Church or Word for Life. And, of course, I'll be happy to come for a one-day service up to a multi-day prophecy conference, which we'd be happy to do. And I know that goes for all the ministry representatives from Friends of Israel around the country. And maybe we should talk a little bit about that. If there's listeners that happen to be maybe in a different state or so forth, how can they best get a hold of Friends of Israel and potentially have someone come speak at their church?
The best way to do that, Rich, is to give us a call at 1-800-257-7843. That's 1-800-257-7843. And when they call, they can ask for my assistant, and she has access to all our workers in the United States and would be more than happy to connect that person, that person's church, with a representative that we have. We do it all over the country, from the East Coast to the West, from South to North, even in Canada. So we're happy to do that. We do it all the time, and there's nothing we love more.
All right, excellent. We have maybe a minute or two left. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in Israel My Glory and why, quite frankly, it's been called one of the best magazines out there?
Well, Israel My Glory magazine was established just 3 years after the establishment of the Friends of Israel, and it comes out of Isaiah chapter 43. And Isaiah tells us about Israel My Glory. And Rich, God is in the glory business. You know, when you walk around and people meet you, you really are displaying God's glory. So am I. We're testimonies to Him. Are we good ones or bad ones? That's a good question. But our magazine is named Israel My Glory because God, of all the countries and peoples on the planet, God only chose one people and one land. I know we're Americans and we love America and I love America, but there's only one country that God chose. And so that's where we got our name for our magazine. It's a bi-monthly magazine, comes out six times a year. And we want to give it free to anybody who wants it. If they call that number that I gave before, they can ask to receive 1 year subscription absolutely free. Israel My Glory magazine, by just calling 1-800-257-7843.
Well, once again, Steve, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be here on the Word for Life broadcast. Listen, folks, let me ask you a question. What are you doing for the Lord today? Friends of Israel is an organization that has dedicated itself to reaching folks with the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping folks learn the scriptures. And today is your chance. First of all, are you a Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have, folks, we have a lot of work to do, and we are called by God to be His ambassador, so I trust you'll be a shining light in the world today. If you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, and I know you hear us say this almost every week and on other broadcasts, but folks, it's because it's so important. Have you ever realized you're a sinner, that you're lost without the Savior, and that you truly need Jesus Christ in order to get to heaven? For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the literal gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, folks, we can't thank you enough for listening to the broadcast once again. We trust you'll turn in next time on the Word for Life broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at the Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about the Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.